But elsewhere, other hands were hard at work. The miracle-working priest was about to be challenged by the Word of God itself, translated into English and printed in black and white. Handwritten English Bibles have been in circulation since the days of the Lollards, that Protestant heresy that flourished briefly in the early 1400s. But manuscripts represented hard labour and cost pounds to buy. A printed New Testament, on the other hand, could be mass-produced and sold for a tenth of the price. The idea of a Bible in English, cheap and freely available to anyone who could read, put the fear of God into the authorities. William Tyndale, an ordained priest, was the first to take on the dangerous task of translating, publishing and printing an English version of the New Testament. Tyndale is a recognisable historical type, austere, steely, unswerving, even a little fanatical, and disarmingly clear in his own convictions. It was not possible, he wrote, to establish the lay people in any truth except the scriptures were plainly laid before their eyes in their mother tongue.